Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, a big push by activists to rein in the explosion of alcohol-related businesses in L.A. They want a law that would allow local neighborhoods to just say no.
Some community groups say Los Angeles is absolutely overrun by bars, restaurants, clubs, and liquor stores, and that the numbers are out of control. Sarah Blanch is the co-chair of the Los Angeles Drug and Alcohol Policy Alliance.
All of Los Angeles City's 15 council districts have census tracts that are severely overconcentrated with alcohol outlets.
A coalition is pushing hard for a law called ARIS that would give local neighborhoods the right to decide whether any more booze-related businesses could open up in their area. They say there's a high correlation between oversaturation of these businesses and higher crime rates. Dr. Randall Henry runs a South Los Angeles public health consultant group.
South LA needs ARIS now.
The activists say ARIS has stalled in a city council committee, and they're just asking that a feasibility study be conducted to see if ARIS can work. In downtown LA, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It is hot today. Preliminary highs of 100 in Woodland Hills, 96 in downtown LA. Camarillo checking in at 99 degrees. Probably the perfect day for LA to begin this experiment to try to make the streets and communities a little more livable by installing features to cool down neighborhoods.
Near 54th and 5th Avenue, 14 new street trees have been put up in a single two-block stretch, 35,000 square feet of cool pavement, which reflects rather than absorbs heat, and bus benches with shade canopies. Mayor Eric Garcetti says it's a concept that can improve everyday quality of life for people.
Think about an elderly Angelino who relies on public transit to get around her neighborhood. Imagine her standing in the blistering sun in the middle of July, waiting for the bus with hot, dark asphalt. She deserves to be every bit as comfortable as her counterpart in another zip code in town.
10 specific locations will undergo similar transformations, will be studied by urban planners, with the eventual goal being hundreds of changes throughout LA in areas where people congregate to make living and working conditions cooler and more tolerable in the decades ahead. At 54th and 5th Avenue in South LA, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Los Angeles City Council has unanimously approved an emergency ordinance aimed at halting so-called no-fault evictions of people living in rental units built before 2006 and to bar all rent increases until January 1st. That's when a new state law goes into effect that provides similar protections. Officials worry that landlords are quickly issuing no-fault eviction notices to tenants who pay low rents in advance of the law's protections.
Prosecutors filing more charges against actress Lori Loughlin and 10 other parents linked to the college bribery scandal. They're now accused of conspiring to bribe employees at USC to better help their children get into school. Former L.A. County prosecutor and current defense attorney Steve Meister tells KNX this is not a surprise.
If you give your opponent a chance to keep working the case against you, you have to consider the possibility that they might come up with additional evidence, and that's what they keep doing.
Says it's just too soon to say if this will lead to plea deals, because you never know what the defendants are thinking, even though many others have pleaded guilty in the case. The new charges carry possible sentences of 5 years in prison. Loughlin and her husband accused of spending $500,000 to increase their daughter's chances of getting into USC.
The sheriff's oversight commissioners are again at odds with the L.A. County Sheriff. They told the department today it needs to be more open with prosecutors about problem deputies.
It's called a Brady List, and it is state law in California for the L.A. County Sheriff to maintain a list of deputies accused of serious misconduct that could affect their ability to credibly testify for prosecutors.
Job requirements for being a deputy sheriff is to be able to credibly testify in a court of law. That deputy can't do that. That deputy has to be terminated.
I hope the Sheriff's Department does work with the District Attorney's Office to figure out the best way to move forward.
As a commission, unanimously, recommending this resolution say, this has got to end.
This is a very contentious issue. We'll take the resolution under consideration.
Assistant Sheriff Steve Gross with the department's tentative response. The Civilian Oversight Commission has the power to recommend, but not the power to force the department to comply with the Brady Law. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
L.A. County has won millions in a legal settlement with paint manufacturers. The Board of Supervisors moving to use that money to fund a massive lead-based paint cleanup effort.
The program will prioritize homes built before 1951 in low-income areas with a large number of children under the age of six, Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas.
Your home shouldn't make you sick.
According to L.A. County Public Health, almost 3,000 children are diagnosed with lead poisoning countywide each year, which is why households where kids have elevated blood lead levels will also be a priority. It's anticipated that lead paint hazards will be mitigated in 4,000 to 5,000 homes over the next 8 years. Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer.
This is going to be the biggest remediation effort this county's ever seen.
I know.
The board also approved a plan to hire homeless people for up to 15% of jobs related to the program. The hope is to begin enrolling households in early 2020. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.